Good morning and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell and I'm the minister here at Trinity. Thank you for worshiping with us at our annual cantata. This is the fourth Sunday in Advent and today we are walking into a week of love. We have some celebrations. I did see on social media that there was an anniversary that was celebrated this week. Susan and Kent England, happy anniversary. May I ask how many years? 49. How is that possible? He must have robbed the cradle. 49 years. Wonderful. Congratulations. Also, I do know that there are some birthdays. Now, there are also, there's a birthday girl in the house. Ruth Bison, raise your hand right there. Birthday girl, December 21st. Now, I know they're watching online. They had some things they need to do, but Mary Picard, also a birthday girl. So we're going to wave. Happy birthday. Be watching online. Wonderful. And December the 23rd, Joan Hubley is celebrating the birthday. So happy birthday. Now, I do have another birthday as well. So a few weeks ago, I was talking to this young lady, and she loves that we do birthdays at this church, that we announce them. And she came up to me, and she said, Reverend Rachel, I know that you do birthdays, and my birthday is December the 31st, but Junior Church is done on December the 21st. So could you announce my birthday on December the 21st, our New Year's Eve baby, Lexi, there she is right there. Who doesn't love that request, right? Who doesn't love that request? Any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? Well, if you're celebrating a birthday at home, be it online or through our podcast or through Sermon by Phone, happy birthday. Let us sing happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you.
Well, during this week, as we celebrated joy, I was invited over for a home visit to a lovely couple. Audrey and Maynard invited me over to look at their Christmas decorations. 90% of them, Audrey made herself beautiful Christmas decorations. And then they fed me, which that's wonderful. I love that. And then I'm just getting ready to go out the door to head back to a meeting with Louise. And Maynard said, wait a second. So he comes out of one of the rooms and he comes with this wonderful gift. Let's put the picture up there, Stephen. Do you recognize her? Audrey made me. So a few weeks ago, I wore a really flashy little skirt with all the different, just like that, exactly like that, with a little silver belt and the collar. And she even put in, if you notice, the Bible that says B-I-B-L-E. There it is. Now, she the smile, the blue eyes, even the button nose, and she said to me, I had to work on the bangs, but I think she got them right. The only thing that might be a bit of a far stretch, Audrey, is that halo and those wings. Other than that, I love it. Thank you so much. Today, with deepest gratitude and respect, Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abigwet, Prince Edward Island, is covered by historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. The candle of hope reminds us that all the way creation sings of God's hope for this world. The candle of peace is a candle that reminds us how we can build God's dream of peace for this world. The candle of joy, the pink candle, reminds us how we are called to reflect the immeasurable joy of God. But today we focus on love. What do you think might be in this box marked love? What would you put in this box? What reminds you of love? Where would you like to share the gift of love into this world? Where is love needed right now? Maybe love is like new life. Maybe it needs us to nurture it, to plant those seeds of love and see how they grow. So this week, we have all these candles burning, but we light a candle traditionally lit on the fourth Sunday of Advent to remind us of God's gift of love in a world filled with apathy and loneliness. I invite Lexi to come and help me light the candle of love, reminding us to take the love of God out into the world. So from the candle of hope, peace and joy. Lexi, I'm going to ask you to light this candle, the candle of love. And you can blow that out. And we didn't plan matching outfits, but it kind of happened. Thank you. Please join me in the response. May the gift of these candles' warm flame remind us of God's gift of love. Please join me in the call to worship. Instead of waiting on presents and Christmas treats,
we choose to wait for Christ.
Instead of the way of consumerism, capitalism, and individualism,
we choose to seek your beloved community.
Instead of fear, hate, and complacency,
we choose to be bold and courageous.
Instead of being bound by the pressures and expectations of traditions,
we choose to trust in you.
Instead of everything else,
we choose to worship you.
Thank you.
Please be seated. And let us join our voices in the prayer of confession. Beloved, in what ways do you seek restoration this week? How has your light been dimmed? What has tarnished the luster of your bright, shining faith? Loving God, receive our silent confessions that we offer to you now. In your love, respond to our deepest need. Amen. Our ancestors trusted that by a glimpse of God's shining face in all one needed to be restored in faith and kindle the light that is always within. May the same be true for all of us. Amen. And now, as a Christian family, let us join our voices together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite those in our junior church program, I know you're going to be heading in for a little bit of a Christmas party today, but come on forward first, because Addison wants to share with us a story of Mary visiting Elizabeth, so ages 3 to 15. If you're visiting with us, and you would like to also attend junior church today for the party, that is fine as well. So come forward. And Addison is going to share with us a story today about when Mary visits Elizabeth. It is getting very close to Christmas.
One day, Mary hurried to visit her cousin Elizabeth. She had an exciting surprise to share. Elizabeth was going to have a baby, and Mary wanted to tell her that she was going to have a baby too. "Hello, Elizabeth," Mary called when she arrived at the house. "Are you surprised to see me?" Elizabeth stared at Mary with big, wide eyes. She was so excited to see Mary that she didn't know what to say. The sound of Mary's voice even made the baby inside Elizabeth wiggle and squirm for joy. Without even asking, Elizabeth knew the secret Mary wanted to tell her. With tears in her eyes, she hugged Mary warmly and said, "Mary, God has blessed you more than any other woman, and God has blessed the baby you will have. Can you guess how I know? As soon as you said hello to me, my own baby wiggled with happiness inside of me. Because you believe God keeps promises, you've been blessed." Mary was so full with joy that her words sounded like a beautiful song. "I praise God, and I am so happy because God, my Savior, God has chosen me, a simple servant. From now on, all people will know that God has blessed me. God has done something wonderful for me, and God's name is holy. God shows kindness to people who obey God, gives power to the poor, and feeds hungry people. God has helped the people of Israel by keeping the promise made to our ancestor Abraham and his family forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. They had so much fun getting ready for their babies and talking about what their children might be like when they grew up. When the time came for Mary to leave, she felt sad. She said to Elizabeth, "God be with you and your baby until we see each other again." Elizabeth said, "God be with you and your baby too, Mary." Soon it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby. She gave birth to a baby boy, a son. Elizabeth's family and friends were very happy for her. God was very good to Elizabeth.
Thank you, Addison. As you head off to junior church today, we're going to sing you out, but remember that there is that anticipation, that hope of Christmas that's just around the corner.
From the earliest Christian time, the rose has been a symbol of divine love. It gently reaches across the ages in ancient illuminations and freely spills from the pens and brushes of countless poets and artists. Echoing through our sanctuaries in the melodies and texts of many beloved carols, it brings to life the beautiful visions of biblical prophets and the hope of early Christian pilgrims. Today, the rose remains a vivid expression of love and peace both inside the church and the outside world. Her appearance in the garden is a treasured harbinger of the coming spring's abundance. As a gift, the rose's delicate beauty is usually reserved for the most meaningful expansions and expressions of the heart. No flower holds our dreams of love more beautifully than the rose. It is in that same spirit that this work we are going to listen to was written. It is the writer's sincerest prayer that as Christ, the Rose of Sharon, opens before you this Christmas, your spirit will be encouraged by the beauty of God's greatest gift. May our words today and our music in this cantata remind you that even in the deepest winter, we are people of joy and of life. We are children of the garden. We will sing this right through. We want you to meditate upon its words and let the music flow over you. And rather than have applause, which you may want to do, we ask you to hold that till the very end so that we can have that flow of the rose growing through us.
Thank you. While the world lies frozen beneath the chilling breath of winter, a spotless rose blooms. Against the harsh surroundings, its beauty unfolds, one petal at a time. The winter rose is born so that the garden might be restored.
Thank you.
Holy One of Israel says, the rain and the snow come down from heaven. They water the earth, causing it to bud and flourish. In the cold of winter, you'll be like a well-watered garden. Your Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon, will come to Zion. Blessed are all who wait for him. Every valley will be lifted high, and every mountain made low. Spring will drive winter away, and the garden will rejoice. Like the rose, it will burst into blossom, and the glory of the Lord, the splendor of God, will be revealed.
The broken be made whole, so the joker drove.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Long, long ago. The fragile infant entrusted to Mary and Joseph is the promised one. With wonder, the couple ponder their sacred charge.
Save my child.
I will kiss away.
the birth of Jesus is replete with contrast. The Christ child, sent from the riches of heaven, is born into the household of a poor carpenter. Though he possesses the universe, no one grants him shelter, and he is in a manger. The bread of life, laid to sleep in a feeding trough. And although he was long awaited, his birth would go unnoticed, were it not for a chorus of angels rousing shepherds from their slumber. Terrified at first, the shepherds are awestruck by the sight and sound of these heavenly beings. Against a backdrop of dazzling light, their unearthly singing is a call to joy, their wings stirring up an infectious rhythm. Captivated by the song, the shepherds are led in a jubilant rush toward the stable. Unexpectedly, these tenders of sheep dance into the very presence of God's own Lamb.
Glory to God.
wise men followed the light, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the child they seek is more precious and more fragrant than these. He is the winter rose, God's gift to the world. The rose continues to blossom, its splendor revealed to all who embrace it. Spotless and perfect, its beauty is beyond compare. But all too soon, its season passes, and the rose prepares to die. The rose adorned with thorns stands in full bloom. One by one, the petals fall. Blood red upon the ground, as they are crushed beneath the feet of the crowd, the fragrance of redemption is released.
God.
Though the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Once more the winter rose blooms in the fertile soil of our souls. The Spirit is poured upon us from on high, its fragrance filling our hearts. The garden has been restored. The joyful season for singing has come.
Well done. Wow. As the offering plate comes forward as a sign and symbol of time and talents and offering, what better way than to sing us into the Christmas season? Thank you, choir. Thank you to our narrator. Thank you to Louise. For those who are able, please rise as we offer a blessing over the offering received today. And let us pray. We offer these gifts to Jesus and Jesus' church for the sake of his ministry in this broken world and a needy world. We pray. Amen. Please be seated. please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, even in the bleakest time or in times of great joy, like our ancestors, may we trust in you, refusing evil and choosing the good. Give us the faith of our ancestors. When our faith is lacking, feed us with your grace, loving God, when we are in need. Help us to be in the place of hope, peace, joy, and love that only you can bring. Receive our prayers that we offer silently or out loud, along with our sighs within our hearts. And in the name of Jesus, we pray all things. Amen. Now that is big organ. If I keep singing like that, I might earn those wings and that halo. Come quickly, Christ child, and bless us as we wait with hope and peace, joy and love, as we anticipate the long-awaited arrival, our wisdom, our Lord, our rose, our key, our dayspring, our desire, our Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus, come.